Joining me live over the phone this morning is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, dude. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate your time.
How's everything in Star Valley?
It's sunny, actually. It's sunny.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what that big ball is in the sky. We haven't seen it for a while. We'll take it, though.
Good.
We'll take it. No, we appreciate your time this morning. Let's talk about the city of Kemmer and a couple notes here from the recent council meeting that took place a couple of days ago. All West Communications has been a topic of conversation for a while, but not really something we've discussed here on the air. They have a big expansion project coming up in the next couple of months. Tell us about it.
Yes, actually, and they've started expanding on the fiber optic network actually last summer, and we got a little bit of a late start and didn't get as far as we wanted, but there is a lot of demand for amongst our residents and citizens for fiber. I know that people, it's also an economic development driver, of course, that if someone wants to locate in a, you know, in the city like Kemmer, then they can do so and work from home, or they could start a home business and have fiber at their home. That's kind of what we've already got fiber to our businesses here, most of our businesses, but this is expanding that for the residents and citizens. And this summer, actually, they're going to start a little earlier than last year. I think they're trying to start about April 1st, depending on the weather, and they're going to actually spend about half of their project, as I understand, this summer doing Diamondville and half of it doing the next portion of Kemmer. So we're excited about that opportunity.
Certainly. We'll have more info from All West as they get closer and start digging up the streets. But that's coming up. Something else that was discussed in the city council meeting were some ideas and changes to the Kemmer fishing pond. Tell us what the status is on those and what the proposals are.
So we were approached by the Wyoming Game and Fish about making some changes, and some changes that made a lot of sense to the city council for the fish pond. It's actually our fish pond, the city's fish pond, were to change the creel limit, actually. So before, you were only able to catch one fish per day. This is a fish pond that's designed for the children to get them started and excited about fishing and give them a higher probability of catching a good fish. But I know one of the challenges that was that people would come here, they'd catch their fish, and then they'd have to go home. So we went from one fish to matching the creel limit in the adjacent Camp Hemsworth River, which is currently about six fish per day. So good opportunity for the youth to catch some fish and with their parents' help. And also, the elderly can also, they're in a category where they can fish there too. So.
Excellent. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, joining us this morning on SVI Radio. Brian, it was announced a week or so ago that Rocky Mountain Power is going to do an overhaul on the Naughton Power plants, and that is going to bring quite a few people into the South Lincoln community. That's going to take place here in a couple of weeks.
Yes, I think estimates of 200 to 300 workers here, temporary workers, and we're going to do our best to make them feel welcome. We've reached out to our local businesses and tried to get them, if possible, to extend their hours and be prepared for the welcoming of these folks to here to do their work. So it does help our economy as well to have these things occur, and we're really grateful for it. So,
Brian, while we have you on the air, anything else you wanted to bring up and mention this morning?
There's a few other things that people may want to know about here. We were actually working on last summer. We had to actually close our pool because we had some problems. We have one of the few outdoor pools in Wyoming, and we actually had to close it because of some cracks in the pool liner. And so we've actually got a firm that's coming up as soon as the weather gets good to repair that and upgrade it, including the kiddie pool, which has actually been out of service for quite some time. So we're also trying to work with some local nonprofit organizations to get some grants to help us with that. And I think we're going to get some assistance there. So we know that's really important to people, so we're preparing to do that. Some other things we're working on are heating and domestic water system at our rec center are about as old as the building, which is about 35 years old. So it's time to make some repairs there and some upgrading. And we've been working hard on that with some ideas on how to do that, and are getting ready to award a contractor potentially if the city council likes their proposal to do that. And that's going to require some of the rec center to be closed a little bit for at least a few weeks this summer, but it's summer's not as much a busy time anyway. Another thing that might be of interest to people is we do appreciate the donations we've received for the JCPenney statue. That's we're making some great progress there, so thank you to those who've donated there. And we're also working with our zoning board, our Kemmer-Diamondville Chamber of Commerce, and the Historic Preservation Committee on trying to improve the look and feel of our downtown, especially the Triangle. One of the most urgent things that we're trying to do is we need to try to save the Golden Rule store, which is the oldest store built right now, that was created by JCPenney. He was really big on the Golden Rule, was his mantra, and for business as well as his personal life. So that's a symbol of some important things in our community. And it's actually on the National Register, and we're trying to get some grants going to help the owners to try to preserve that building, and looking at some ways to make the downtown look kind of like that era of the 20s to the 40s when some of those buildings were built, including the Mother Store down there. So lots of things we're working on. Yeah. Lots of work to do.
Sounds like some great plans and ideas. That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, joining us live this morning. Brian, as always, thank you so much for your time.